Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
This morning I spent some time skiing up Smithfield Canyon in the Uinta-Wasatch-Cache National Forest. Growing up in Michigan, where public land was hard to come by, I have come to enjoy our commons, where I'm not trespassing on posted private land or required to pay a fee before entering. With the Oregon Bundy Hammond event taking center stage, it has forced me to do some reflecting on what is right and what is wrong regarding our public lands. To begin with, I'm biased in two ways, both for the land and for the ranching culture. I have deep affection for both. In my 11 seasons as wilderness ranger for the Logan Ranger District of the U.S. Forest Service, and 6 seasons with the National Park Service, I have become well aware of how our public lands are managed, the good, bad, and the ugly. On our national forest, the primary issue I was confronted with was livestock grazing. The damage done by cattle and sheep was significant, plus predator control seriously interfered with how natural systems operate in balancing herbivores with their forage supply. Health of the land was always a paramount concern, but due to forest managers having very limited resources, best practices for maintaining healthy ecosystems and watersheds was compromised. Regarding the livestock industry, it excites me to see real cowboys on horseback rounding up their animals, the romance of the West. I would love to join them. Conflicting with these feelings is my belief that the land will begin to heal from damage that often occurs when utilizing sensitive areas unsuitable for these animals, especially in large concentrated numbers. And as a backcountry recreationist, I prefer elk, moose, and mountain sheep to domestic stock and the artificiality they represent. There are many examples of ranchers that manage their livestock well and place them where little damage occurs. There are even ranchers who are willing to sacrifice some of their animals who realize the value of large predators in maintaining healthy ecosystems. Do I support the Bundy takeover or the Hammonds who violated the Bureau of Land Management laws in numerous instances? A resounding no in both cases. But I do wish them well in finding a way to maintain their ranching operations, perhaps by adding eco and or cultural tourism or renewable energy options to provide additional income. Recreation and tourism has become our largest industry, contributing billions to the national economy. More recently, renewable energy has manifested astronomical growth in the forms of geothermal, wind, and solar. Further, well-managed rangelands can help remove or sequester carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, another potential market. In the end, I wish both well, restoring health and access to our public lands and preserving a flourishing ranching culture. This is Jack Green for Wild About Utah.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, whose support of tourism, events, and recreation in Grand County promotes and protects the natural beauty for visitors from across the state of Utah. Information available online at discovermoab.com.